Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from theBluesGuitarShow.com. The podcast brings you passion, practice and perseverance for your guitar playing journey. Today we are talking about all things Albert Collins. I'm going to cover this awesome Albert Collins intro from the song Frosty. This is the version that's taken from his Trucking with Albert Collins record. You can find it over on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Music, whatever it is you use. It's a really tough piece of guitar playing just because of the speed. You'll hear it when I start playing it. It gets pretty quick, but there's some really, really cool licks in here, and it's a great way of practicing some of those fingerings, because when stuff is as fast as this, you really need to be conscious of playing it kind of ergonomically, making sure that you're using the correct fingers. So let's have a quick listen to this intro part, and then I'm going to break it down piece by piece. Okay, so you can probably hear that this is a pretty quick piece of guitar playing. Lead work is awesome on this record. So we're in the key of D, and we're sticking around this kind of 10, 12, 13 area of the neck. So between, most of this stuff happens between fret 7 and fret 15. It's that kind of area that we're working in. And in classic Albert Collins style, we're sticking to just this area of the neck, but just playing around with some of those chord tones and a bit of our pentatonic stuff. So the first lick here is probably the simplest. It gets way harder after that. So let's cover this first lick. So the way I'm playing this, and the fingering is important for today's lesson, is I'm going to start with my third finger on fret 12 on the third string, and I'm playing 12, hammer on to 13 with my pinky finger, pull back off to 12, and then pull off again. In fact, I'm hitting that last one on fret 10. So the way I'm lining my fingers up is I've got my third finger on fret 12 and my first finger on fret 10 ready for when I pull off that 12 to 10. So we're going to go 12, 13, 12, 10. And there's two picks in there. So I'm picking on the first and then on that fret 10. Okay, then we get our next kind of first taste of a jazzy lick here. Now, this is quite quick. So again, have a look at your fingering. So this part here, it's not too tricky in terms of what we're playing, but just make sure you get these fingerings right. So we're going to play third finger on fret 9 on the D string. And then that's kind of my anchor point. So I'm going to keep that third finger around that area, not held down, just around that area. So we're going to go fret 9, go down a string to the G string and fret 7, then back to that 9. Which is why that third finger needs to be hovering around there. And then we're going to go pull off from fret 10 to fret 7 on the third string. So I'm doing that pinky finger, pull off to my first finger. Then I'm back up again on that fret 9 on the 4th string. So that's why we need to make sure the D string fret 9, we have our 3rd finger hovering around there, because give us this speed. And then up a string from there, I'm just going to play 10 down to 8. So I'm playing pinky finger down to 2nd finger. So if you play that with the correct fingering, you realize that I don't have to move my hand at all. My thumb is just staying anchored on the back of the neck, and I don't have to actually move it anywhere. So those first two licks. 2, 3, 4, 1. Then for the third lick, we go back to the first one again. So we get to do that again. So first lick. 2, 3, 4, 1. And then we get to the next part. So let's check it out. All right, then we get our first Albert Collins style rake going on. This is a really cool technique and something that is well worth giving a go and seeing if you can try and get some of this practice in. So the lick goes like this. You hear that downward, that's what we call a rake. it's a tricky technique, but it allows you to play lots of notes in very quick succession. I'm going to show you how to do that. So to start off, I'm just going to talk you through the riff. So the lick, sorry. We're going to start on the D on fret 12 on the D string, down a string fret 11, down a string from there on the second string, we're going to go 10, 12, and then 10. And that one's just played straight. I'm hammering on from that 10 to 12 on the B string. We're going to go 12, 11, 10, hammer on to 12, 10. Now, if we play that with third finger, second finger, first, third, first, all we're going to do then is just hold down these notes. And we're going to play it like just like a reverse chord, so we're just an upstroke of a chord effectively. So I'm going to flatten my first finger on fret 10 on strings 1 and 2, put my second finger on fret 11, making that triad on the third string, and then my third finger on D, fret 12 on the fourth string. And we're just going to play backwards, just a little bit quicker than that, but essentially just an arpeggio. And the trick to this is making sure that you push it down with your fretting hand, right backwards, and then go into the next part of the lick. So we're going to go straight down, and then on the fourth string, we're going to play 12, 9, 12, 9. So it's a tricky one to get your head around, but just have a listen to it again and see if you can hear that rake in there. The next lick. So we're starting here on fret 15 on the second string. We just play that twice or three times, sorry, loads of vibrato. And then you go up a string on the third string. We're going to go. So that's 14, 13, 12, slide down to 10. So again, I'm doing third finger, second finger, first finger, slide down. String back to that fret 10 on the G, and then fret 9 on the D. So okay, this next lick here, we're on fret 15 on string 1, two bends, so bend 1, then hit fret 15, loads of vibrato again, because we're in Albert Collins land. And then down here, we're going to go pull off from fret 13 to 10. So I'm doing third finger down to first on string 1, 13 on the second string, back to that fret 10 on the first, and then finish on 12 on the second. So a lot of these licks, one thing they have in common is that they often finish on a note that you don't expect. You expect that to go or something where you're ending on the 1, but we're going to go and end on that fret 12. So, and then the last bit here is the only lick I think that ends where you kind of expect it to. So we're back up here, third finger on fret 9 on the D string. We're going to go 9, down a string 7, back up to 9. And then this time, when we go to that fret 10 on the G string, we're going to slide that. And it's kind of a generic slide. We're not really aiming for any note particular. It sounds like this. So, roughly slide from 10 to 12. And then back, we're going to go on the G string 7 up to the 9. All that pull off. But there we have it. That's the whole part. Let's check it out again. Have a listen all the way through and see if you can pick out those little techniques. And there we have it. That's the whole intro lead part of Frosty by Albert Collins. Highly recommend checking this out and trying to get some of those techniques under your fingers. Particularly think about which fingers you're using when fretting those tricky, faster parts. Have a go at that raking technique and, of course, enjoy. If you have any suggestions for songs or players or even guys that you'd like me to interview, please do leave a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and include in your review what you'd like me to cover, and I'll make sure that I get to it. Cheers to everyone that has picked up a copy of The Triad Method. Cheers to all of the guys on the membership. If you want to know about all of that good stuff, head over to thebluesguitarshow.com and you'll be able to find everything you need over there. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you next time. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of lightbulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.